You know this world has gone insane. It is absolutely no secret. But tonight, Saturday night, you are about to experience the true measures of what that insanity can bring you. Tonight, you are about to see Ball and Bonkers, the one-of-a-kind show that delves deep into the world with no holds barred. Now, meet your hosts, Dakota Franson, specialist of the strange, and Crystal Mule, the UFO fanatic. Now, give it up, and let's see what these two idiots can bring you.
Welcome, everybody. Saturday night is here again, and we are joined by three bald men. I said, Mike's got a beard. I feel kind of out of place now. I'm going to have to grow a beard like Mike, you know?
You really should grow a fucking beard. My God.
How long did it take you to grow that, Mike?
My shit grows literally overnight. I have shaved completely, and then like by the end of the week, at the beginning of the week, I've shaved everything off, and at the end of the week, it's all back. Grayer than ever, but it's back.
So tonight, guys, we're going to talk about everything supernatural and everything alien oriented. It's for everybody. So I'm going to drop the link in the chat shortly. So Dakota, how are you?
Been better, my friend. Seems like all sorts of shit hitting the fan this week.
It's life, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's why I come to these shows. It's free therapy.
Yeah, it's kind of therapy. We've got Mike here. He's thinking Mike is Dr. Phil. An extreme version.
You actually got Dr. Phil right. You didn't confuse him with Phil Harvey.
You really don't want me to diagnose you tonight, too.
I think you should, Mike.
To X really fast.
You were talking about spectrophilia. I'm a xenophilia, apparently. So.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God, spectrophilia. That's going to haunt me.
Honestly, that is the best live you've ever done. Honestly, that will go down in infinity.
Everybody's sex is over sex with the supernatural. What the hell is with this? I blame Stephanie Meyer.
It's something that, actually, I think Mike was right. It's something that no many people actually talk about. I mean, they don't talk about
sex and the paranormal. I mean, that's the reason why I call my show What the Fuck Paranormal Chat. I mean, it's... Because when you watch my show, everybody goes, what the fuck is he talking about? Well, the other night, on the Sex and the Paranormal, it definitely was a WTF moment because it really shattered everybody's mind.
It definitely shattered my mind.
Doesn't take much.
I had to go on oxygen that night because I was laughing after I got off. And I should have been laughing. It was supposed to have been a serious stream. It was supposed to have been very serious, but it fell apart really quick.
I've noticed, but...
Honestly, guys in the chat, everybody, welcome. Shortly, I'm going to post a link if he's want to come up. He's a welcome to come up. Open panel tonight. Also, could you please visit Mike the Naked Bigfoot because he done a video alive and it's called Sex and the Paranormal. And I definitely think you all need to go and watch this. And this is out through this is going to be uploaded to throughout the network. Go to YouTube, go to Mike the Naked Bigfoot, and watch that video.
I got to thinking, Mike, we do now have the Bald and Bonkers TV network. And I was curious if you would like some of your videos to be streamed through that.
I want your videos.
Dude, well, they shut you down if you put that Sex and the Paranormal one through.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It started off so serious, and I tried to end it on a serious note, but I was trying to talk about my genitalia and other people's genitalia scientifically, and it didn't go that way. And then when I brought up rape ghosts, I just felt everybody like, what the fuck? And I was being serious about rape ghosts. Nobody would take it
into account. No, I actually found that very intriguing, because you do talk about, is it the incubus and the succubus and stuff like that? And I did actually find that. Yeah. I did find that interesting. We'll talk about that later if you want.
And there are once human spirits that do sexually assault people. They are rape ghosts.
So is it like Dan Aykroyd out of Ghostbusters?
So people in the chat,
actually, people use that as an example when they talk about spectrophilia. They use that that one scene where he's being molested by that ghost in Ghostbusters, and that's spectrophilia.
There you go, everybody. Look at everybody in the chat. They're putting, oh my god, the knowledge within. Honestly, I'm going to post the link, guys. Come up, knowledge. You're welcome to come up, Drew. Sherry, come up and join us tonight for this amazing
your brother
experience.
Watching, I think we need to get him on as well.
Oh, God. Yeah. But there's only so many words that you can use that are kind of tame for your crotch. And I ran out of words, and I finally just had to just lay it out there seriously. And, you know, I lost 3 followers that night, but I picked up 4 more, so it kind of evened out. I lost 3 subscribers that night. But I picked up 4 more, so it went back up. I picked up 1 more today, so apparently I offended some people with that. But I warned everybody to this show. My show is not for everybody. My show is as adult as they come.
Whoa. I'm going to push your channel in the chat right now, actually. Let's get Mike to 200, you know.
Drew, turn on the vlog. Do you think after this discussion right now, you should be announcing to the chat that you're getting dressed?
What? I'm in bed with no pants on right now. Come on, people.
There's the link there, guys. There is the link below, guys. Please click on that and go to.
See how annoying it is to hear you talk some days?
Is the echo cancellation on? Is the echo cancellation on, Dakota?
My computer is not making it work, so I can get in and fix it.
I didn't mute it, so I've just muted it, so it should be right now.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that link below there. Please go to Mike's channel, and if you're listening in the podcast world, just Google Mike the Naked Bigfoot. Trust me, there'll be big warning signs and police tape.
No. All they have to do is go to the Bald and Bonkers website, click on the page that says Friends of the Network. Mike is listed in there.
No, yeah, I mean,
it'll get to the place easier, you know.
After this show, it may be taken down, but.
Warning. There is a big warning. Mike's shows are not clean. Okay, guys? There is a lot of language.
You think we're bad?
Well, most of my shows are kind of clean, but that was just the X-rated show. Because nobody talks about Sex and the Paranormal. So I had to bring that up. Nobody.
They do. I've had shows where, like, I've been quite well known for being quite open about sexual stuff. I think we've had certain situations where I've said certain things and you lads were both going nuts. Especially laughing on the panel and that.
Well, I think after this show, we should go ahead and try to find followers of Aleister Crowley to talk about sex magic.
Yes, and I think we should get Mike. We should get Mike to come on and ask some questions to Aleister Crowley's followers. Would you like that, Mike?
I've met some of Aleister Crowley's acolytes. Okay. They're interesting people. Yeah, really? They're interesting.
Yeah. I would like to go to his house up the Loch Ness. You know, there's not much left of it after it burnt to the ground. Mm-hmm. But I bet there's still a lot of energy around it.
You know, I was on the ferry boat that they do on Loch Ness. We passed by Crowley's house, and I actually saw what looked like a white cloaked figure in one of the windows. True story.
It was a warning. It was a Scottish warning. That can help us. So, Sherry, how are you? How's things, Sherry?
Okay, like I'm getting there. I'm building up my Facebook page, trying to get all my people back. It's really hard to do that, though. Obviously, anyone that knows that I did get hacked on my Sherry B. Brett. So if you've got me on that, please delete it or block it and add me on my Sherry Brett. But I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Good.
So Drew's paranormal, whatever you are, Drew. Yeah. What did you do there, Mike? What did you just do there, Mike?
Shot. No, that was not a crotch. There is no sex magic happening right now in this room. So,
oh god!
I mean, I'm fascinated. No, honestly, I'm fascinated. Right about it. Right, what I know you were talking about on that, but let's keep it kind of slightly clean. Right, you were talking about how you help them have kids. Right, but what else can you use it for?
What sex? Sexual energy?
Yes.
Oh god! Yeah. You can use sexual energy in generating curses and generating blessings to contact some of the shadier spirits on the other side. Some people have actually used, I know one person that used it, had two couples that would come in and would have sex on their altar, and they use that energy to help generate weather. And normally what they generated were thunderstorms, really, really violent thunderstorms.
Well, that just takes the short straights on to a new level. Well,
there you go, Mike. You should maybe do that the more, because then cool the air down your heatwave.
Thunder rolls.
But they were using, they wanted to generate, it was actually a lot more insidious than what it sounds. They were using the energy from that thunderstorm, that elemental energy, to power something really, really bad that they were working on. So,
right. So
let's just say I left them.
And they thought that they would have sex on the altar to make that happen.
I've been weird.
Well, it was a half-assed roundabout way of doing it, but it was so. It turned from something. It felt a joyous energy enter the room, and it went from being a joyous energy to something very dark and sinister. So.
Ooh.
Right. I was ready to leave. And I did.
I'm hearing a lot of weird noises.
So you're saying, Mike, that you was there when they were doing it then?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting right there, you know, watching it the whole time. It was that the first
time. Like, don't you
human
get
sexuality, I mean, I don't get into people.
You find it pleasurable being watched.
Well, I didn't. I was looking at it more with, the people that were doing it were passionate, crazy passionate.
That helps.
And we're deep into the passion of it. I, on the other hand, was looking at it through the clinical eye, trying to figure out what this asshole was doing. Because he told me about his weather thing, and I went, can you show me what you do? And he said, sure. He said, I'm going to call it a thunderstorm next week. And I said, okay. Went into the room, and fuck if he didn't call it a thunderstorm. And then it went sideways from there.
They had sex on the altar. And
oh, yeah. It was in the center of the room with the altar 2 feet away, and it was two couples that were having sex. Crazy, animalistic sex.
Not a bit funny, but some people would think that their birthdays had come if that was going on. And, you know what I mean? Like, literally, how did you keep a straight face? Like, when it was going on, like, you've got to concentrate to do all that stuff, like, surely there would have been times where you got distracted if, like, an arse come up in the air or...
No, because I was curious about the energy that was being generated. It, like I said, I was very clinical when I was in the room. You don't want... One of the things when you attend somebody else's ceremony or somebody else's ritual is that you don't want your own energy to intermingle with theirs while they're working on it. Because it can really fuck up whatever they're working on, seriously. And usually make something really bad happen right there in the room. So I try to maintain control over my own emotions and look at it with a very cold and clinical eye and cold and reptilian feeling that you well up inside of you and your whole body gets cold. And that stuff doesn't affect you. but it was utterly fascinating. Utterly fascinating.
But you've got an extraordinary mind, Mike, if you can deal with that. Because if that was me, I wouldn't know where to put my face, literally. I think I would probably stop.
Well, apparently, these two couples, they got Paces. Some kind of intrinsic thrill out of doing it in there because they had all this energy that was being channeled through them.
Well, look, I'm not being funny. I get that people like to watch each other and people like this sort of thing. I get that, but doing it on an altar table where magic's meant, like, that's very bizarre to me. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, no, like, I know that you get energy through sexual energy, like, through magic and all things, but sitting on your altar with another couple.
But it makes sense, though.
He's a professional.
I'm not a spectrophiliac.
We must definitely not be doing that. Me and sis do not do sexual pleasures on our altars. Believe me, guys, we do not. We do the opposite.
So you can also say, how are you, Drew? How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah. Yes,
thank you. I have an awful lot of questions about sex magic here.
I know. Yeah. Sherry, you have dirty mind.
But it's that point, the orgasm, that
it's
makes
you we're witches. We have all this magic and power. Right? It's interesting.
It's the same energy. Yeah, I find it interesting.
Well, the orgasm coincided with the height of the chanting and coincided with the height of the storm. With the first strike of thunder and the first sound of thunder is when the orgasms occurred and the storm had been generated. So,
everything is energy. So, as long as you can manifest that energy to that point that you need, which, whether it be through a thunderstorm, whether it be through having SEX in your altar, it's all to get the purpose of that intense magic, that intense energy to create what you need. So if you have to do it through sex magic, thunder magic, then the outcome is what you want then.
Sorry for interrupting you, Drew. I'm just my brother's in the room, Drew Mole. Drew's in the room there. That was Nisheri. Drew, our account was hacked. So it's just my brother Drew's in the chat.
Strange messages. Drew Drew's. Or anything about money or anything like that, off the Sherry B. Brett account, ignore it. Just block it.
Sex and money, wow. This is one hell of a stream already.
I was going to say it, and then I'll let you start talking again. Do you not think that Dakota looks really excited right now?
Yeah, because my grandma just texted me saying she's watching this.
We usually do behave, I promise.
Yeah.
It's actually a really interesting subject, like the birds and the bees, but a different way.
Yeah, it's a really interesting subject, and I'm amazed Mike managed to keep a straight face for a full 10 minutes.
I really did. And that's what I was trying to do that night. I was trying to be serious.
I couldn't help myself in the chat. That's why I asked you, Mike.
Like, how did you act, or how did you feel when you was doing it? Did you, like, obviously, like you said, you know how to control it and that. But like, with me, I don't think I would know what to do if I see that. I'd be like,
"Oh, trust me, I've seen worse."
yeah, but when you've got
I've
a mind,
seen much
when
worse.
You've got a mind, what? Very intrigued. And wonders about things, it's not a good thing. And I do have a very, like, one of those sort of wondering minds that gets intriguing things. Yeah. I think that would be a very bad situation for me.
But well, I think that's why we're all different, is to learn from each other as well, though. I mean, if we were all the same, did things all the same, it would be boring.
I have an upcoming stream where I'm talking about snake handling churches in the South. Trust me, that's absolutely a lot more terrifying than a supernatural sex orgy. Trust me. Something interesting.
Yeah. I mean, do you think of all the cults that are out there? Think of all the cults that are practicing. It's instilled to this day. I can't wait for that live. That'll be a good one, Mike.
What's that?
I'm said I can't wait for that live about the snake handling churches. That will be.
Yeah, that one was absolutely terrifying because what, and I'll just give y'all a bit to think about that I'll be going into more detail about, that they take a certain, these churches were taking a certain bit of scripture out of the Christian Bible, and they were using it to justify the handling of these serpents. And there's a whole ritual involved with handling the serpents. But what they thought they were calling was the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God into the church. But what I found out was that's not what they were calling. And I'm going to leave it at that. You'll have to watch it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. That's no fear. I wish that's a time machine.
Now you have to skip the sex and the paranormal one and watch that one. So
honestly, I think every video you do, right, and every time someone clicks on it, it should come up to play in every video.
I'm just wondering how many subscribers I'm going to lose again now.
No, I think you'll gain them, actually. I think you'll gain them with that video. You might get some strange people, but I think you will gain
them. All the sexophiliacs out there.
So, Drew, your live last night was very interesting about Sherwood Forest.
Yeah, I had loads of information. I kept falling asleep. I was watching it back today and I noticed that a few times I nodded off. That's because I've been getting up so early. But yeah, there's loads of different stories I'm going to share. I'm going to make it a series until Tom comes up and then we'll talk about his experiences there. But there's different other stories I'm going to share next Monday and things. But you should see some of the... I'll get creepier and creepier as we go along, so you'll enjoy it. And I'm also going to reach out to some of the cults in the area because they believe that some of the devil worshippers and things still go into that forest. So I'm going to try my hardest to reach out to some of the Satanists and things and see their intake of Sherwood and things as well. So I won't go deeper with it, as far deep as I can. Just to see if they do the rituals in there still.
Yeah,
you know? Sherwood Forest has such a primal and savage energy.
Oh, it does.
To it. It's wild.
See, I need you to come up with me, Mike. I want you or Uncle Danny or somebody to come up with me when I talk to you guys, because I want you to advise them. Sorry.
I promise not to talk about my crotch when I come
out. I'm not old for it anyway.
This is an 18-rated show. I would just like to say that as an announcement.
It's just that some of these ghost hunters always assume that everything is spirits. And that's what I want to point out to them, that not everything is human spirits. I want them to see that there's elementals, that there's other things, that it's not just human entities that's in these places. So
I do agree, sis.
Yeah, I'd like to get Mike and things to come up just to explain to them that there is guardians there that will not let them pass certain areas and things. So I think that would be interesting, just to let the guys see all these different ghost hunters that go there a lot, that they're not just up against demons and human spirits that's turned evil. They're up there, up against elementals, guardians, etc., etc. So it'll be really interesting, guys. I hope we can pull it off at a mutual time where everybody can come.
That'll be a lot of fun. We need to do that.
There is a lot. Yeah. There is a lot of energy at Sherwood Forest. I knew the bosses of the place there.
I got
Sherwood Forest on my own for 3 nights in a row.
Yeah,
and they told me about the rituals and stuff that are done in the forest. I know that the rituals go on in the forest because I've been there and I've done it. And I know that there isn't just human spirit, like you said, sis. I know there are fae, there are elemental, there are different tree spirits, that there's all sorts of things there. It's an amazing place, very active.
Talking about tree spirits.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, talking about tree spirits, there's that tree there that's meant to be over 1,000 years old, isn't
it?
Yeah.
The major oak. It's one that's meant to be over
1,000 years
old.
See, haunted finders, for example, they don't always go to the park where all the tourists and things go. They go further afield to the Sherwood Forest, where the parts where the normal investigators, the tour guides and things don't go. They go right to the heartland, if you like.
where the tourists won't go. So there is definitely parts of that forest where things stop them every single time they go to see these lights, and then they get stopped in their tracks with creepy entities. One will be talking here, one will be talking there, and it's all to confuse them, I think, so that they get scared and they go out. And if you notice when this is happening, the trees and things go crazy. The trees seem to go really wild, whether there was a wind or not. So I've got a funny feeling that when they reach this certain area, there's elemental spirits take over. And I think it's more to guard them as people knowing that they're not ready for what they could come across.
Yeah, there is a lot in that forest, because there was like situations where when we were walking through Sherwood Forest at night, this was really late at night, there was like stones and stuff being thrown from the actual treetops. There were stones being thrown towards us and stuff. Yep. And it was more aimed at the guides for some reason. For some reason, they seemed to be really comfortable with me being around, but they would still do things. And I'd be like, why are you doing that? Why are you throwing these? You could hurt someone. But that at that time, there's certain areas, like you said, sis, that you go to where you know it and the spirits, it's elemental. Yeah. It's
definitely
I'm actually looking forward to Brian for Hauntophobia's video that he's going to be bringing out soon. You know Brian J. Labrick?
Yeah.
He's bringing out like a documentary. I'm looking really forward to that, because I think I think it will. Would. And guys in the chat, could you please go and visit Parapost?
Talking about the man there, he's there. Welcome in, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Do you want to come up, Brian?
And everybody, if you've not downloaded Parapost, please download Parapost. The app is amazing. To build your community in this field is hard. Parapost is making it easy for us, guys. It's a platform where we all can get involved and we all can share our experiences with nobody else interrupting us.
So, Mike, you're dressing up as Robin Hood in Sherwood Forest.
I do look amazing in tights, but
oh god!
But I don't.
You do see yourself.
I haven't played those games in a while. I've gotten a little too old. My bones break too easy. But I used to love going to old growth spots, especially in the mountains. And out in the Midwest in the United States, some of the older spots, they have some of the wildest energy that you've ever been to. That it doesn't take much for a worker or a practitioner to be able to focus and do some amazing things with. It's pretty cool stuff.
Dakota, Sherry, Drew, do you see that when Mike talks, as if there's like a like somebody there talking through his mic?
Yeah, there is somebody that keeps whispering. Must be going in and out.
Is your little devil spirit around?
Can you hear me?
Well, it's when I started the angel of death earlier. It started then, and of course, when I start talking about the angel, because I have a show coming up about the angel of death, and I use angel with quotation marks around it, because as everybody knows, and they don't know yet, how I feel about angels, and
check it out, this video, guys. Honestly, on the channel, listen to how he explains it, and it makes a lot of sense.
Well, that's this channel that pisses everybody off all the time.
Yeah.
That's the episode.
It does, but it's kind of the truth to it.
So, Brian, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Tired, but good. Packing. I'm moving in a week and a half.
So, oh, you're moving away?
Yeah. Well, I'm only moving 5 kilometers. It's not like... But unfortunately, you got to pack everything and then literally driving 10 minutes up the road to unpack it again. It's just, it's a little bit of a pain in the butt, but it's all good. I like your talk about Sherwood Forest, to be honest. Obviously, most people know I was there in March.
Yeah.
And I think I put it in the comments that, like, obviously you have to jump the fence in order to go close to the tree. And that's what we did. But, you know, it was really amazing when I touched that tree. You could feel the energy coming off that tree, and for it to be like 1,000 years old, it was amazing. And obviously, it's the main focal point of the forest.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. There's all kinds of things going on there, and like even during an SB7 session with me and Lex, we walked past the tree and we walked further down the trail. And John and Ralph experienced a lot of different things there from GSI. Right. And they've even experienced something very negative there.
Yeah.
And when we went to that certain part, and I think we showed it on Chris and Dakota's show.
Yeah.
Of Lex asking the question about the Vikings.
Right.
Uh-huh. And we got an answer back saying, of course. And it was just like the whole forest, like when you're walking up to it, it's like you're going, oh, my God, like, I can't believe I'm here. First things first. And then because it was one of those things that was on my bucket list. Right. I always wanted to go to the Sherwood Forest. And you know what? Like even when I got to the tree, it was like I could feel the spirit running around the tree. I could see them. And even at one point, we asked the SB7 how many spirits are here, and it said 40.
Wow.
You know, and it was like you're getting these responses, and you're going, like, seriously, is it really answering us right now? And it was just incredible. And it's funny because there is somewhat of a story of a Robin Hood type person. He was stealing from the rich, but unfortunately he wasn't giving to the poor.
Yes,
he was giving it to himself.
Yeah.
So I think the story got a little bit embellished and obviously quite fictional. Mm-hmm. But I asked the question, are the stories true? And because Ralph was telling us a story about how they were after him and he actually hid into the tree, because you can go into the tree. It's hollow.
Yeah.
And we got on the SB7, are the stories true? And it said he hid.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And all these merry men had in all the different oaks. I mean, there was quite a few oaks, if he's heard my story last night. And all these men had in all the oaks around.
Yeah. I think the only thing I was disappointed about, and I think Chris and Dakota were also disappointed as well when we were on their show, is that I never skipped down the path in my tights.
I know. You just need to date for us one day, you know. Michael, come with you. He'll be your partner. We'll get a set of tights to you. That would be awesome. I would pay a lot of money to see you two skipping that path. Yeah, tights.
You know, it's funny. Like and I will say this about this forest, about Sherwood Forest. It's very, very overwhelming.
Yeah.
The amount of energy that's there, and the amount of things that's going on.
I think they sectioned it off like that because there was so much different vibes in different areas of it. So the tourist guides kind of direct you to the places where they know that you're going to get the least activity and the least scary experiences. Because haunted finders, with them being from Nottingham, they know the places to take you where it's off the grid and it's the really haunted places. So I can't wait to get down this year and experience.
Oh, man, it's incredible. If anybody goes to England, they have to put that on their list.
Yeah,
because the Sherwood Forest was amazing. And, you know, I like all the castles and the church ruins, and we went to the beach caves. But when they told me we were going to Sherwood Forest, it was like, okay, let's go there first.
Yeah.
And but we ended up going in the middle of the trip. But it was
amazing. Incredible. Did you notice that the church is actually, sorry, the castle is actually in the middle of the town? When I got there the last time, my hotel was here.
Mm.
Across the road, and I walked up a little bit, and the castle was right there in the middle of the actual town, and it was amazing. Yeah. Not in the city centre. I couldn't get over that. It was actually in the middle of the city centre.
And the you know, we were going really late at night, and we were there probably about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, and you know, maybe we got there a little bit earlier, but the town is beautiful too.
Yeah,
you know, it's a little town, and you know, everything's so quaint. But when you get to that forest, it's like, bam, it hits you. It hits you like a ton of bricks.
You think I'll get in there? I'll definitely go. I'm raging at myself for not going the year it was down, because I did kick myself now knowing that it was so close and I didn't experience it. But when I go down this year, I'm definitely going to Sherwood.
You think about that tree, right? It's 1,000 years old. You're older than that, right? It's 11.
Yeah.
Tree's 11, right? You think that tree has witnessed. That's a question for you, Mike. What do you think's hanging about that tree? What can they... Would you say elementals are hanging around about that tree? What do you think?
It really does depend, because some elementals and some non-human and once-human spirits. And I believe it's probably a lot more non-human or unhuman spirits in Sherwood Forest than a few, especially around that tree. And if it's the tree is truly the center of Sherwood Forest, that's the heart of the forest right there. That's the heart of the beating heart of that forest. Because remember, guys, these trees are all interconnected through the ground, through their roots.
Yeah.
And that's how this energy is transferred around the forest. And you're there at the beating heart of that forest where all the life probably flows through with that giant tree.
Yep.
Mm.
And the tree itself probably has its own, after being as old as it is, it's probably developed its own sentient spirit.
It has its own spirits. There's a lady spirit, seemingly. I'm not sure if she circles it all the time or if she's just seen now and again at a certain time of the year, but typically that's where you'll see her, is around the tree. So there's a few spirits kind of cling to the tree.
There is actually quite a lot of spirits that are cling to that tree.
Yeah.
Like there is quite a lot, and there are elementals that are connected to that tree. Obviously, like when you go to Sherwood Forest, because obviously I went through talking to the actual people that are in charge of Sherwood Forest. We was actually given permission and we got the forest to ourselves. We didn't have nobody else there. So when we went, that like what Brian was saying, is very active. You feel that energy before you even get into that place. When you're driving up to it, everywhere is the energy is coming from everywhere. When you get there, they say they don't normally like you to walk up to the tree. They don't like you to get over the fence because of how old she is. But they gave me permission to be. They said, don't take pictures of her, but you can go up to her and you can touch her and you can get a feel. Because obviously, where I'm spiritual and that, I had a really big connection with her even before I even touched her. I was like, I really, really want to feel her. It's like she's calling me. And she said, I'll let you get over the fence and touch her, but you're not to take no pictures. And like what Brian said, there was a lot of energies around there. There weren't 10 or like 5 or 10. There were hundreds of energies that were coming in there. And the story behind the Old Oak is the very place that Robin Hood and his people would have met. It was also a place where they would banquet and eat, and they would take from the rich. So it was a meeting place. It was the center and the heart. And that tree, you see a lot of things. And it also protected them at times when they needed to hide. And there's meant to be something about some sort of hobbit or something that stays in the tree. There's a tree energy spirit in there.
Yeah, it's the captive. I think there's actually 3 or 4 of them that actually stay there.
I think Sherry said it earlier before I came on, something about when you were walking through, if you were like feeling like there was, you were hearing like things being dropped on you. And like stones
hearing it and feeling it, you would actually physically see these stones hit, not hitting you, but hitting in front of your feet. That would make you jump and stop. Like, you've got my attention.
what I found interesting, that happened to us as well.
Yeah.
And what I found interesting, it's almost like there's all these spirits, all this energy that's just watching you while you're walking through the forest. And it's almost like they're taunting you.
Yeah,
like
it's like they want you to come there. Like at times, it feels like they're pulling you into sections where they do those things to you, and it does make you don't want to move or go because you find it really
intriguing.
Did
you see the lights?
But I even think that there is Bigfoot. I do think there is a Bigfoot. There was this tent thing that was made in that forest. I don't know if you see this, Brian. Did you go when the fair went?
No.
When the fate and everything, because I went there when the fair was on. And I actually dressed up in medieval clothes as white maid Marian, and I got a lot of attention in the evening from the spirits because they remembered me from the daytime.
Okay.
So you I got a lot of lights. Did you see any?
There is something negative. There, it might take me over.
Yeah, what there's I found light, interesting as well.
There's lights that guide you through haunted finders and things. Have seen these lights that seem to lead them deeper and deeper in. Mm. It's only now after about 20 investigations that they don't follow the lights, but who knows whether the lights are good to lead you out or if they're leading you in.
What I found interesting as well.
That is a big one.
When you're going, so we were here at the tree, and then we go around, and there's a path that goes through to your right. And we followed that path, and I could actually see and feel a woman following us, and which I found really, really interesting. So when we got to a certain point where George, or where Ralph and John had experiences of something negative, and then where Lex got the answer from, not necessarily a Viking, maybe it was somebody in the Viking camp, but I went up, we went up and the woman stayed on the path. She couldn't come up. She wasn't allowed up. And that's what it felt. And it was like, and we asked questions about that as well. And I think, I can't remember the one response. There was another response, something staying there, has to stay there. Yeah. Not allowed to come up. Yeah. And it was just, and I could literally see the woman following us. And now they made a joke about it. No, that's Cheryl. No, it wasn't Cheryl. It was an actual spirit following us and just watching us and interested in what
you
we were doing.
You see her
like
as well?
Else.
You see the white spirit?
Yeah.
We had that experience going up the pathway. We was walking and we see her standing and she started coming forward, but you could feel a very strong energy off her. And literally it got to the point where it was like she was chasing us. We started running, literally. Because
I didn't feel that way.
She literally was coming right up on top, like right up on top of us. And like you saying about that negative energy, there is a very bad negative energy there. I remember being strangled
by
it.
Very protective that area.
I think John was too. So I think I think John from GSI was strangled in that area as well. But what we found interesting was when we got that, and you know, Chris and Dakota saw it, we showed the clip of it, where it said, of course, because Lex asked a question about the Vikings, did the Vikings settle here? And it said, of course. Now, obviously, back in those times, I don't think the Vikings were talking English. So we were thinking it was more somebody that was maybe a prisoner of the camp, working in the camp. Something along those lines, but we just found it really, really super interesting. And again, the woman, I felt her. She was strong. And I could see
Very, very powerful.
So the forest is, again, like I said earlier, if you're in England, I highly recommend Sherwood Forest being on the top of your list. Because what you're going to be experiencing there is something you've never experienced before. I even wonder, I know you're talking about the elementals, I even wonder if there's a possibility that you might even see fairies in there as well.
There is fae there. There are fae there.
Are they?
I shared a picture from a thumbnail last night. And that's one of the parts of the forest where it's been famous for seeing fairies, and there was other things. What's the other wee things?
There is a water. There's a water area. There is a water area where they can see to, and there is a special secret path that's got a little. It's got like greenery going up some little steps that they can hide in that area.
It's famous for fairies and things as well.
I did want to mention the other clip that Brian showed us. The one where you're standing out is at the tomb, Brian.
Yes, the mausoleum.
And that was fantastic. How it answered. Can you tell us a wee bit about that? Because that was brilliant.
Yeah. Long story short, there was a man that passed away, and he was supposed to be buried in this mausoleum. His wife made a mausoleum for him in this little town, and unfortunately, the coffin was too big to fit in the mausoleum. I don't know how big this guy was, but the mausoleum was a fairly big size. So unfortunately, he got buried somewhere else.
Yeah.
So she passed away 30 years later. Mm-hmm. And she was, so they brought his body back to the graveyard and buried him outside of the graveyard, out of the mausoleum. And then they buried her right beside him. because she wasn't going to be buried in the mausoleum. She wanted to be buried beside him. So the mausoleum sits there empty, and they're probably about 15 feet away from the actual mausoleum, and they're together. Yeah. And some of the questions that we were getting were absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. And one that was the most fascinating out of all of it is I asked the question that a lot of people think of, are you two together?
Right.
And the cat ball went right off immediately.
Oh, that's good.
And that was 30 years apart that they died. And I think we all wonder, because we all ask those questions, are you two together? Or the way that is a family relative. I wonder if they are with their husband now or their wife.
It's one of the big questions, isn't it?
Yeah. And have you guys seen it? If you want, I can show it.
Can you show it?
Yeah.
Awesome, Mike. Bring it up.
Yeah, yes, please.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It's really super, super cool. I always say that. Everything's super cool when it comes to the paranormal.
Then it's clearing it's super cool, though.
So let me just
pull it up. Shadow Forest.
Yeah, people on the happy list, a chair or something's getting thrown across the room. But to me, good EVPs and good footage is well tops that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you buried here? Light it up if you are. Okay, you just went off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I heard a step behind you.
So you're buried here. Light up the ball. Did somebody just go woo? I just heard a woo.
There you go.
Can you light up the thing at the top of the step?
See, like I'm unraveling your
soul. Oh, usual, the light cat balls.
What was the man's name that was buried here again?
Lawrence Schultz, and she's MLI.
Lawrence was his first name? Yeah. If your name's Lawrence, light it up. If your name's Lawrence, light it up again.
Wow.
What was her name again, sir?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Emmeline?
Emily.
Emily? Okay, can you stop it? Is there an Emily here? Emmeline?
Yeah.
Is there an Emmeline here? Thank you. It's Emmeline buried here? Lawrence, are you buried here? Is it true that you were buried somewhere else and you came here to get buried here?
There you go.
Are you two together?
Oh, that's good.
That's really good.
That verifies it, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well done, Brian. It's hard to catch pure evidence like that.
Incredible.
It's undisputable, but it's even question after question keeps getting verified and things, even if it is just the K2. It's undisputable. It might not be good enough for all of the big teams, but it's undisputable still.
I'm just going to say, Brian, I think your mic's acting up. Could you try? Because we can hardly hear you, and it's like a tone coming through. Can you all hear Mike when he speaks? No, Mike, Brian.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
It's really, really, really low. It's really low.
Why did that happen?
Very low.
Very faint.
Can you hear me?
It was okay until we played that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm wondering if something's
messing about this
equipment.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Can you hear me now?
But that was really good. That was good validation, Brian.
Say something, Brian. I can't.
No.
You're dead, you're really, really
very low.
Very barely low.
That's weird. Yeah. Very weird.
Yeah.
Let me come back in and I'll come back out.
Yeah, come back in, come back out. That's
weird,
so strange.
Before he played it.
All strange things happen with when you start watching strange videos, and especially when Mike's in the room. What did you think of that, Mike? I'm not blaming you.
I kept my mouth shut.
Are you okay, Dakota?
And Dakota is, I think, getting
Dakota's getting affected again.
Yeah, for well, to be honest.
Yeah, Dakota's getting affected. Is the K2 out? He's not got his K2 on.
I think so. Brian, can you say something?
Hello?
You're still very low.
You're still low.
Yeah. That's funny. Looks like you're fretted.
I play that and then everything goes wonky.
Do you think Dakota looks kind of spaced?
Yeah, Dakota, he's been like that for about 3 minutes.
He's on another. He's somewhere else.
Yeah, he's not here.
I think he is. I wonder what's affecting him. I don't know what that is. It's.
I think he's
astral projecting.
Test. Time. Oh, that's better. He's coming through.
That's better, Brian.
Yeah. Okay. That was weird. I do have a little girl here.
Yes.
Just to let you guys know. I think I brought her back from the UK. We went to a forest in the UK. It was one of our second last or third last investigation. And I think I picked her up from there.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. So unfortunately, I'm not going back to London anytime soon, so or England. So I can't take her back. I'd love to be able to take her back, but
yeah.
I have a little girl spirit
that follows me around, and she just chooses to stay with me. So it might be the same for you, Brian. She might just choose to be back with you.
She's definitely curious because I was on the live last week doing the, it was either last week or the week before, I had my phone here and all of a sudden I had the Facebook open for the show because sometimes when people write a comment you can't see who the user is.
Right.
So I can see it through my phone, but all of a sudden it swiped to the right and then swiped to the left. And then it was swiping to the right again. And it was weird. It was something was playing with my phone. And just the other day, it happened again out there. I was just looking at my phone, and all of a sudden, it started swiping.
Right.
Yeah, I think
my little girl just shut shit down.
What's that?
So my little girl always shuts shit down, so.
Yours is different. Yours is a little girl.
Yeah. What's actually interesting is, what's wrong with Dakota? You don't notice something?
Yeah, no, he's got energies around him. He's not there.
Yeah, that happened when me and Lex were on the show.
Yeah. I think it's
the other ones, Chris.
This is the first time he's said this in a while.
Happens, or do you think
I can see it. I can see one behind him.
Yeah.
He's stayed focused the last few live streams. He's done really good.
But there has been really funny things that they're here because there has been said that there was meant to have been sightings of UFO stuff at Sherwood Forest and stuff as well.
Right.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And portals. There's portals where people disappear. Uh-huh.
There's loads of things that happen there.
Yeah.
And not just like normal things like Robin Hood and that. There's been murders there. There's been a lot of things there. There used to be people that used to fear that forest before Robin Hood even existed.
Yeah. Why do you think dog walkers stay away from it?
Yeah,
the knowledge within said all the mic seemed to be a little bit choppy at that time when I was trying to come back.
That's what happens.
So I'm wondering if that little girl is around. And sometimes I see her. I saw her a couple of weeks ago. I saw a black shadow go along the ceiling. So I definitely knew it was her. So,
but she's harmless. I think Brian's got a spirit behind him. Drew's got a spirit somewhere, I can feel that.
Yeah,
Jerry's got somebody behind him. Mike has definitely got a spirit.
I've got like four little girl spirits.
And Dakota, I think, I think Dakota's you have four, off Sherry? A magic path in it.
I have four haunted dolls that they're connected to.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So they do weird stuff. So my, and I don't know if you noticed, but there was times where the screens were going blank and all of the screens were disappearing. So there's a lot of interference.
Yeah, I think it's funny. Anytime anybody has a podcast or a show and they talk about spirits, something happens during that show, after that show, or before the show.
Especially when it's little girl spirits, because your little girl spirit, my little girl spirit, Sherry's little girl spirits will all be excited, probably playing with each other right now, because you know what we girls are like.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Not your little
girl, really. Do you take them all to kindergarten and let them play, you know?
She doesn't play well with others at all.
No.
There's a comment for you. There's a comment for you, Mike. Mike has a spirit trying to get into his pants.
The question being is, what's affecting Dakota? What's your thoughts, mate?
Can I ask out to the spirit that's with Dakota? Can you talk to us? Do you want to talk to us? Are you friendly? Yeah.
Tell it to set off. Does he have his K2 on? Tell it to set off the K2.
Do you have the K2?
He's not good to win.
Okay. Turn it on. Something's there.
Is there something you want to say? No, he's just observing us all. Yeah, he's just watching us all.
I don't know why, but I just get a feeling that the energy's young.
Yeah, he likes, I think whatever it is, wants to see how we all interact with each other's energies.
It's quite interesting, the knowledge within there says, Lewis says that there's a darkness behind the court, and there is something moving about.
Sherry, it's definitely female.
Yeah,
it's definitely female.
I'm feeling like a young child around him, but there is also something from somewhere else there as well that seems to be watching. She's young.
It's definitely young. Yeah, for sure.
Finger. What is this? Like this your lads or something? Like, finger. What does finger mean?
Nobody wants to get married.
Are you saying that a parent is with you? You're not human, are you? You're not a human child. You're another child.
Are you connected to the spirit with Brian? Are you connected to the spirit with Mike?
That was weird. His microphone just did something weird before that. Mm-hmm. It went before you during that second question. It went. Your mic. That was weird.
Are you human spirit?
No, she's not. I've just said that. It's not human.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you connected to Dakota's children? Do you know Dakota's children? I thought so. Are you here for a reason? Is there something going on?
He's here. They're here to observe us. I think they're maybe observe the kids that's with us.
And the one with Drew is right beside her right now.
Yeah. Maggie's always.
It's on her right hand side. Like I'm looking at her. It's on her right hand side, not your right. Our right.
You're right.
No, it's right here by where you're sitting. It's right this there. Side. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Maggie's usually always beside me.
Mike, what do you sense next day, Dakota?
I think he's taking drugs. And it's kicking in now.
Or he needs to take his medication.
What was that, Mike?
It's so weird. The last time I was on, this happened.
I know. It happens every time.
I think that the reason it's happening is there's something significant about you, Brian. I think there is something that they want from you.
Yeah.
You're vital.
And Mike
I don't know
well.
Why. I
feel I think
that
there's a connection. It's malevolent. Is it malevolent?
Mike, what do you think?
That's what I'm asking, Mike.
Aye.
What's your thoughts, Mike?
Something is pooling a lot of energy right now. It's pooling it. It's manifesting. And it's really, really not nice. And it's intelligent. But it's pooling a lot of energy right now from everybody that's right here right now.
Think about who we've all got on screen here. We've got two witches. We've got a voodoo priest. We've got Brian, who's really high up in paranormal. And also with Dakota and Chris. We're all quite high up in what we do. We all know our stuff. So it's sussing us out, trying to get into our minds. Just block it out. Put your guard
so up. I think this started when I came up.
Yeah, did Brian.
So uh-huh. Maybe what I'll do is...
What are you trying to tell us? Are you saying that you're his wife in child form? Okay, I'm getting this, okay? This is not malevolent. There is a malevolent energy, Brian.
There's
I do agree. But there is his wife in child form is there.
I don't know. Y'all shouldn't be fooled.
No. Mm. Just remember what Uncle Danny always says, spirits lie.
Yeah.
I'm not getting shit that's positive at all.
What's your name? That's an interesting one. What's your name?
He has three faces. One on each side.
Yeah. His wife is definitely there because I can see her.
I can't see that.
But there's two other energies there. There's one that keeps walking behind him.
I think it's wise for Dakota to break out of this. Dakota, break out of this.
But it started when I came up, so I wonder if it's something to do with...
No, it was like that before you came on.
And unless it's something trying to capture your wee girl that's with you. Maybe she's got a pure soul and it's something trying to capture her, Brian.
Maybe. It's always possible. And to be perfectly honest, anything's possible today, be honest.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, just keep your guards up, guys. Keep yourselves bubbled.
I will say, though, I wanted to also come up and say that I really, really enjoyed your interview, Drew, with Moxley.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a really, really good interview. He seems like a really, really nice guy. Oh, I've had amazing. The opportunity to speak to him a few times, not over the phone, like through YouTube and stuff like that. We've converted back and forth, but he seems like a really down-to-earth kind of guy, and he just seems really, really super nice.
Yeah, they're all amazing. I've got Haunted Finders. I've got Ghost of Trent coming this week, Haunted Finders next week, and then because they all film together, I'm getting them all up on panel to talk about some of the experiences they've had as a community, the ghost that's hunters, cool. So that'll be really good.
Yeah, that's very
good.
Yeah,
they're all interesting.
I see Dakota's taking his camera off.
Yeah.
I see he's turned it off because I think he had to break off communications. I did feel Mike was saying something bad either. There was something bad with him, but I could feel
it. Yeah, there was definitely a negative energy there. There was a good one,
but I never sensed that. But I did sense there was something that just didn't like him. I don't know. There was just something about it, Mike. Is that what you felt?
Mike's still trying to figure it out, I think.
I just I'm still on the fact that this happened when me and Alex were on, or Lex.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened near towards the end of the show.
It makes me wonder if you've picked up something else.
Maybe.
Oh, I loved your interview with Patty for the G-Team. That was really good to
you
see
know
her.
What?
It's good to see her getting over all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really happy she's getting over it all.
And you know what?
I really enjoyed that.
And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring her up. We've been really getting to know each other over the last month and a half. And you know what? She was shafted. She was really, you know, I understand that people that have problems with somebody or they don't necessarily get along with somebody or something happens. But you know what? To publicly shame somebody like that in the public eye, knowing that they have a lot of followers, I just felt awful for her. And, you know, like I was even talking to my son about this. And when they put that video up, they created a YouTube channel and for that video. And in that hour it played, it got 20,000 subscribers. And
so I watched these teams right from the beginning. I watched
the
G team. I watched Marie's Life vlogs. The Green Eyed Angel. I watched it when it was the G team and Marie way back when they had 2,000 subscribers right away through. And I seen how they grew, and I thought it was really unfair the way that a lot of it happened, without saying too much, obviously. But I just found it a lot.
Well, I think everybody kind of knows what happened, right? So
I found it unfair to a lot of the teams.
Yeah, it was a real shame. But I wanted to bring her up to really show what Patty was really like. Patty is a really, really nice woman. And she's involved in this. I don't know if you talked about it, guys. She's involved in this reveal that we're doing on June 1st. So she's involved with it. I asked her to be involved with it because she is a wonderful person, and I've really gotten to know her, and I'm excited she's on board. And
she
a lot
led
of people
the
are
way
really
for a lot of this.
What's that?
She really did lead the way for a lot of us investigators as well, with showing us that bringing out us when her son died and she started bringing the spirit box and things out and communicating. She was one of the first people I ever seen doing it in the house. So she kind of inspired me to bring out the spirit box in my home to communicate with my son-in-law who died. Because I hadn't really seen a lot of investigators do that before. So through Patty and the G team and Marie, I kind of started trusting that you could do these things in your house as long as you protected yourself. You know what I mean? So,
we've had some really good discussions, and actually, me and her are going to be working on something. It's coming out in June, and we'll be on Parapost Central. It'll be all over the place as well.
Good.
And so we're working on something together, but I'm glad she's on board for this reveal. And
yeah, me too.
And
she's really a nice woman.
You know, she's great. And I think what they did was absolutely ridiculous. And, you know,
I'm good.
It is what it is. And she's moved on, and hopefully this will help her move on.
Yeah. And this, I'm just going to say we're going to in this now, because a couple of things I want to say first. First of all, I want to say is, Dakota, how are you feeling?
I'll be fine.
Right, you'll be fine. Second, guys, could you please check out Mike's channel, Sherry's channel, Drew's channel.
Definitely.
Brian, check out Parapost. Honestly, it's really good. Yeah. It really is.
I'm hantophobia.
We're that close to hitting the 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
just don't talk about sex and the paranormal, people. Whatever you do, Brian, do not talk about sex and the paranormal.
Well, Ken, something. There you go, Brian. Why don't you get Mike to come on your show and talk about sex and the paranormal?
Well, you know, the funny thing about that is, and you might think it never happens, and I never thought, I heard that it happens, but I've never actually been around to experience it. I did a house investigation a month ago, and this woman was waking up in the morning, and her top was unbuttoned, her pajama bottoms were down by her ankles. If she wasn't wearing pajama bottoms, her underwear would be across the floor, and she was actually being touched by the spirit in a very sexual way.
I was part of an investigation like that.
And I asked the husband and the wife. You know, and I even asked the spirit over the SB7, are you the one that's doing all this stuff to her? And he said yes. And he actually agreed that he's watching her at night, sleeping.
Well,
and I caught it on the SB7 or the voice recorder. I caught it on the voice recorder, not the SB7. And so I sat the family down and I said, listen, if you want to get rid of this, there's only one way to get rid of this. You don't need to bring in these mediums. You don't need to bring in a priest. You don't need to do any of this stuff. You need to sit down as a family and say, this is my home. You were not invited. Yeah. It's time to leave.
Yeah.
And they did that. they did that, and I did a voice recording right after, and I said, "Are you going to leave?" And it said, "I will."
Good stuff. Yeah. But yeah.
So, you know, getting all these different things is not necessary.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great. Yeah, it's good advice, that, Brian. Well, guys, thank you for coming tonight. Remember, check out everyone's channel. Please go. I'm going to do this again for you, Mike. Please go to Mike the Naked Bigfoot's channel and check out his video. Sex.
I have to be honest. I like that. I like this thing that he's got.
He has to.
I know. I have to grow a big beard now, today. I think we should all grow beards. Yeah. We can all sit there and just play with our beards.
Mike gets to a certain length and stops growing. I can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
You're definitely missing out if you don't watch Mike Naked Bigfoot. I don't care.
No, I watch his. I watch his stuff. Yep. So,
be prepared to get drunk though, because when he says, "Oh God, right, gotta take a shot."
Every time he says, "That's a story for another time."
Story for another time.
That's a story for another time.
Thanks for bringing me up.
I want a T-shirt that says that. I want merch that says that.
You've
got to have my face on the shirt that says that.
Yeah. So everybody, I'll talk to everybody in here after the show, and everybody have a great time to go. I'll just play the trailer, man. Cheers, dudes.
Bye, guys.